Coming up on today's show, tips to help you regain control of your financial future, how to restore confidence in your financial plan, and how to find peace of mind as you continue to build towards your retirement goals. Stick around, folks. You don't want to miss this one right after this.
And now, Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy.
Welcome into Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy. In case you haven't already noticed, I am not Steve Siddall. My name is Chrissy Paradis, and I'm going to do my very best to fill Steve's big shoes. But I am blessed to be in the studio with none other than the one, the only, Joe Murphy of Murphy Wealth Management. Joe, thank you so much for having me today. I'm so excited to be here with you.
You know, Chrissy, it's always a pleasure to have you on here with me. And I think the last time we did the show was probably about 4 or 5 months ago. So obviously a lot has changed. There's some new stuff that we can get into, but I'm just hoping Steve is out of his shoes, into his flip-flops, sitting on a beach somewhere relaxing, because that guy deserves it.
Oh, he works hard, as do you, Joe. And you work hard every day. And for 2 decades, you've worked hard to help folks plan for their financial futures, help folks plan for retirement, and you're kind enough to open up a few slots on your calendar so listeners can come in, sit down, and go over that plan, create a roadmap that shows them where they're at, and a path to get them to where they want to be and need to be in retirement. If you would like to get in touch with Joe Murphy and the team at Murphy Wealth Management, all you have to do is pick up the phone. The first 10 callers, 800-930-5905. Again, that's 800-930-5905. And Joe, you said it at the start of the show, there's a lot of data that's changed. According to a recent Bankrate survey, Americans are far more likely to feel financially insecure than secure. Only 28% of Americans say they are completely financially secure. And among the overwhelming majority of Americans who are not, more than 1 in 4 at 26% believe that they will never find complete financial security. Does that surprise you?
It's a really sad statistic.
It is.
And it's unfortunate. And, you know, I think we can all, you know, look back, Chrissy, in your own life, and, you know, I can do the same. Look back, you know, 2-3 years ago, where you were at and where we're at right now as a whole, as a world, as an economy, you know, everything seems to be more difficult. It kind of feels like we're stuck in mud economically.
Yes.
You know, the market's back and forth. The economy is going from freeze to thaw. It's just, it's people have that fear level right now. And there's a lot of uncertainty out there. And I think these studies that come out are important because they do gauge the overall temperature of how the American population is approaching our economy, retirement. And, you know, according to this survey, just the initial things that we're going to go through, Chrissy, it's kind of demoralizing because people are down. You know, people are not confident in their savings level. They are not confident in this economy, and they are not confident in the ability to retire and live on those savings for, you know, decades upon decades of retirement. So I get it. You know, we see the same thing with you know, clients coming in here and the good people that call in from AM 560 that we talk to. There's a lot of fear out there and a lot of uncertainty. And to us, you know, the only way to challenge uncertainty is to create a plan. Be sure of where you are at right now. And the only way to do that is to take the time and analyze your current situation. Set some goals for where you see yourself down the road and create a plan to get yourself there. That's what we do, is we assist our clients to create that confidence, to create that peace of mind. So even when times are uncertain, they can plow through knowing that they are on track to hit those goals. Having a plan, Chrissy, to me, is that absolute. It's yes. Something that you can rely on no matter what's going on and outside forces. You have something that you can hold on to, and you have a professional, a fiduciary that you can go to and say, hey, Joe, this happened. What do we do here? And we can help minimize mistakes, make sure we're maximizing that income and really working together as a partnership to and through retirement.
And a team behind you, nonetheless, because you have your beautiful wife, Amber, works with Murphy Wealth Management. It's not just a coincidence, I guess, that your last names are both Murphy because you're married. And she is an enrolled tax agent. She helps with tax planning. This is a very comprehensive plan and process, and very thoughtful process, because I know how much you care about it.
We do. You know, we do. We're part of this community, and my job is to empower and strengthen members of our community so they can pass it on as well. You know, we have an opportunity to do some good. And when we set up this firm, Chrissy, we wanted to bring in professionals that could help our clients avoid hazards, you know, set their financial future into a positive. And you need the right professionals in place to do that, because what is one of the biggest expenses that people are going to face throughout the retirement? Taxation. It's a huge one. So, you know, Amber is an ace in the hole, Chrissy. She's a tax code expert. So when it comes to distributing these retirement assets that are taxed as ordinary income on the pre-tax accounts, you want to have a tax plan to create more spendable dollars in your pocket. Remove Uncle Sam from the scenario by making sure that you have adequate tax planning completed for that future retirement income. So Amber is invaluable to our firm. We also have Natina, who does all our retirement plans with our proprietary software. We have an attorney on staff that we do our estate planning, legacy transfers. So we wanted to kind of hit all the major points with this firm and make sure we had the professionals in place to take our clients to and through retirement.
And you can sit down with Joe Murphy and the team at Murphy Wealth Management and review your existing plan or create a plan from start to finish with all of the players that Joe just mentioned at no cost or obligation. Again, that phone number is 800-930-5905, 800-930-5905. 5905. And Joe, the deeper we dive into some of these statistics, the more bleak it's going to feel, but also relatable, because I can certainly relate myself to feeling on shaky ground, particularly due to inflation. I'd be lying if I said I didn't feel it.
I think we've all felt it, Chrissy. Yeah. It's not an anomaly at this point.
Right.
It's a constant. Yeah. And, you know, we haven't had inflation. We haven't had to deal with inflation since the 80s. You know, it's been decade after decade of, you know, low inflation environment, which really helped boom this economy. Banks were lending. Now everything is tightening up and everything's more expensive. We have too many dollars chasing too few goods out there still. So this rising cost, even though we're all hearing inflation is down, you know, this administration is taking credit for inflation being down, it's still up overall. It's just the increase is slowing. But if you look at your expenses, Chrissy, I don't know about you, but we're spending anywhere between 20 to 30% more for the same goods and services as we were at this point last year. That is an enormous increase. And if you're a retiree on a fixed income, this is really hurting your pocketbook. I mean, this is really hurting your spendable dollars, especially, like I said, on a fixed income. Inflation has reared its ugly head. You know, the Fed, our central bank, is doing everything that they can with their monetary policy to bring this down to an acceptable 2% year over year increase. But these prices are not going to decrease. So how do our clients fight this increase of cost in goods and services with their retirement dollars? Again, I'll bring it back, Chrissy. You got to have a plan. You have to know where you can cut spending, but you have to know where your spending's going to begin with. And that's where our assessment comes into play, because we're going to provide that snapshot for our clients to see where those dollars are going right now, where we may be able to reroute those dollars to start working for our clients, their future income, as opposed to going down a hole, paying something that maybe our clients haven't used in 6 months or 8 months. Understanding where you are is step number one. And that is the thing that we love to do with our clients. It gives them that peace of mind to say, you know what? I can do this. I got this. I know where I am. I know where I want to be. Joe's going to show me a path to get there. That is the power of planning.
And that peace of mind, that security, that certainty, and also knowing that you have a team of coaches that have your back as we enter football season. Go Valpo. No, as we enter football season, we have to think about the coach. The team is everything. And you have a team led by Joe Murphy, who is a fiduciary with 2 decades of experience that has your back, your best interest at heart. And as Joe said earlier, you can pick up the phone and give him a call, or if he doesn't call you first, and walk through any questions or concerns that you might have along that journey. The number to call to get in touch with Joe, 800-930-5905. Again, that's 800-930-5905. And Joe, I know we only have a few more minutes, but what can folks expect when they sit down with you for that first conversation, that first meeting?
That first conversation, Chrissy, is our fact finding. We want to understand what our client's situation is. Number one, what their main concerns are. I think everyone that calls us has at least one concern that they want to improve upon, or one thing that they want to really build upon, whether that's a goal. Maybe they want a new house, or they want an item for retirement, or they want to provide a legacy for their kids. They have a main concern. So understanding what our client's concern is really accomplished during that introduction call. It really allows us to get to know the individual or the family that we need to help. And once we understand that, that's when we can start putting pieces in play to help our clients achieve that goal. But that introduction call is probably the most important part, because it allows us really to fact find on their current situation. And just off the top of my head, I can usually say, hey, you know what, if we shift this over here and move this over here, your tax efficiency is going to improve by 30%. You know, there's simple things that you can do. Retirement planning doesn't always have to be this long, drawn out, complex process. It can be very simple, but you have to understand where you are today. And that is accomplished during that intro call and that free retirement ready assessment that we provide for all our radio listeners that call in here on AM 560. We normally take the top 10 callers. And this week, Chrissy, a little bit busy with back to school, back to work, to the grind. I can only take 10 this week, but they're going to get a complimentary retirement ready assessment. It's going to talk about future cash flows, budgeting, tax analysis, portfolio risk assessment, and that guaranteed lifetime income plan using that specialized split concept between essential and discretionary expenses in retirement. This is an invaluable piece of information that is going to give you that ticket to figure, are you good to go for retirement, or are there things that you need to work on? To find that out, you can call us now. Next 10 callers, we're taking 10 this week. Chrissy, we got to keep track. Give them that magic number and we will get to work.
800-930-5905. Again, that's 800-930-5905. As Joe said, the next 10 callers will be our winners. You can also check out mwmfinancial.tax online. Joe, we're going to take a quick break, but we have a lot more fun in store. What is coming up on the other side?
Well, when we get back from the break, guys, we are going to continue to talk about financial tips that can help restore your confidence in your plan and help you achieve your retirement goals right after this.
Back on Wealth Health Radio. I am consumer advocate Chrissy Paradis in the studio with my good friend Joe Murphy of Murphy Wealth Management. Steve Siddall is on assignment. I feel like that's a very professional thing to say. He's really enjoying his home state, Minnesota. The state fair is apparently legendary in Minnesota.
The man, the myth, the legend, Steve, on the tear. Yeah, on the tear at the fair. Oh, man, I hope he gets some elephant ears. Those are my favorite.
I said, could you bring me back a deep fried anything? I'll take anything.
You know, it's interesting. Those fairs, they do deep fry pretty much anything now.
Love it.
I used to have such a fun time at the Lake County Fair when Connor was younger. We used to go and they used to have these pig races. And I'll never forget the name of this little pig that won. It was the Runt. And his name was Little Bit. And we were cheering a little bit around, and this little pig was just flying through. Yep. It was hilarious. But I love the little stands and the deep fried everything. Sometimes it's okay to commit a little bit of a sin and have some deep fried stuff. But I really enjoy the fair food. It's one of my favorite things.
Oh, I am so excited for there's a fair in North Carolina coming up. And I'm thinking about this already, Joe. I'm thinking, how much are tickets going to cost for the rides? Because I ride all the rides. How much is my funnel cake going to cost me? I need to know.
Hey, that's good. Budgeting is good. You know, looking forward is very smart. Even if it comes with elephant ears or ride costs, you want to know what you're going to spend and you have a limit. It's like going to the casino. Ooh. You know, you never want to go with an empty pocket and a debit card. You want to make sure you have cash in your pocket so you know what your limit is. Life applies like that too, Chrissy. You know, you have to know, or you can get yourself in trouble with spending. And that really can hurt you, not only, you know, in the present moment, but down the road as well. So you have to be really careful. I have a 24-hour rule with spending. So if I'm making a big purchase for myself or the family or the business, I always, always sleep on it 24 hours. It has helped me tremendously just to take a step back and really analyze, is this something that I feel that I need, that I can't live without, that I'm willing to part with this money, knowing that some money will no longer be working for me or my future self, but I will have whatever I'm buying. Does that make sense? I really take the time to analyze that. And it's helped me avoid some spending mistakes that I would have made in my own life. And I highly encourage all our listeners, try that 24-hour rule with spending. And if it's a big purchase and you're not sure, sleep on it. If you're still sure in the morning and it all makes sense, then proceed. But have a little caution before you spend. And I think your future will look a lot brighter.
I love that rule. I'm going to adapt this rule. I'm going to call it Murphy's Law, or I'm just going to put that in.
Be careful with that.
Oh yeah. Whoops. That's probably not okay. I'll find a name for it. But I mean, that is everything when it comes to Americans' personal finances. They are interfering with their financial comfort, which sounds almost like a riddle when you hear it out loud, but it's true because there's so much maybe stacked against folks when it comes to their finances, or at least how they see it. So we have to get the professional to weigh in Joe Murphy. I mean, you've got 2 decades plus of experience helping folks plan for their financial futures.
Well, we do. And I don't think this is something that we can just point the finger and say, hey, don't do that anymore.
Sure.
Spending is ingrained in America. We are branded to constantly, whether we're looking at our computers, looking at our televisions, they're constantly flashing bright lights saying buy, 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 buy. On the flip side, Chrissy, personal finance is not really taught on the core curriculum level.
This is something
that needs to be addressed because, you know, you get out there into life bright and bushy-tailed, and you know what? The mistakes that you end up making are the ones that really teach you the hardest lessons, but you realize usually too late when you maybe put too much or maxed out a credit card, then you got yourself into trouble. We need education. It is really going to help. It all boils down to being smart about things, but it's hard to be smart about things when you have no idea what the rules are or what could possibly happen, positive and negative. I really wish we would adopt a core curriculum that taught basic personal finance for all Americans so we can all be smarter with money and understand that, you know, these corporations, they're designed to separate us from our hard-earned dollars. When to say no, how to say no. You know, these are things that we have to safeguard our future self from. And it starts with understanding spending. But that's why, Chrissy, that so many people are unhappy right now with their personal financial situation. And we have seen retirement saving go down and down and down as obviously inflation hit and cost of goods and services increased. Our spendable money went down because we're paying the same amount. So we have less to actually spend. This requires planning. This requires a budget. You should have a household budget so you understand where your dollars are going, what you actually can save, and how to save it. You know, should you be putting this money into a pre-tax IRA, or should you be putting it into a Roth where if you over-contribute into the Roth, your principal or your cost basis, that initial investment, you can get out at any time. So there's flexibility on that end. So you really want to know where to put those savings dollars that can create flexibility in the future, just in case you run into a pinch and now you're not borrowing from your 401k, you're not putting it on a credit card. The Roth can be a really good sidecar as an emergency fund because you can get at that principal investment without taxes or penalties from the government. It's your money. You can get at it. It's the earnings inside the Roth that have the 5-year rule and the 59 and a half. So there's lots of options, but to understand all this, to know all this, is impossible for people that have worked their tails off their whole life. They're focused on raising a family, to understand tax code, all these retirement rules. That's why people partner with us. We make it easy to navigate their economic situation by putting it in a plan, a 24/7 plan you can access at any time and understand where your spending is, what your budget is, how your savings is. Are you going to hit your goals? To me, that's peace of mind. And to a lot of our clients that have taken that step with us, Chrissy, they've received peace of mind as well, so they can focus on the things that are important in their lives, their families, their jobs, you know, travel, what they want to do. They know that we got their back, and that comes with the peace of mind of planning.
And that peace of mind is something that you could start the ball rolling on that whole process today by picking up the phone and calling Joe Murphy. He is kind enough to open up a few slots on his calendar every week. I know how busy you are, Joe. So we have 7 slots remaining this week. The number to call is 800-930-5905. Again, that's 800-930-5905. To set up a time to sit down with Joe and the team at Murphy Wealth Management, get that comprehensive financial review, and most importantly, a roadmap that's going to show you where you need to be and directions of how to get there. If that's not a win-win-win, I don't know what is. Joe, break it down a little bit more for folks. What can they expect? And I know it's all no cost, no obligation, so it's very kind of you.
Oh, we appreciate that. And like I said, unfortunately, we do have to limit it. This is a complimentary review. It does take time. We put a lot of time into these plans, Chrissy, because we want the best outcome for our potential clients. And if we can show them value, that's usually when people come over to our firm, is we can show them a concrete improvement on their life through this initial call. That's what it's all about. Retirement planning, again, it doesn't need to be complicated, but it absolutely must be done. You're going to need to fund and manage between 8,000 and 11,000 days of retirement bliss. The sooner you start to plan, the bigger the impact on your future income. Regret is for the birds, guys. Here is your chance. Let's get after it. So if you're one of the next 10 callers, and we have 7 spots left open for this very popular retirement financial assessment, it's fast and easy. It's going to provide your retirement baseline and what you may need to work on to get the most out of your retirement years. Callers that win a spot today will be connected to our MWM scheduler, and they're standing by to book our 15-minute introductory call together. You and I are going to discuss your current situation, and I'll address some potential concerns or areas of focus moving forward. After we collect all the necessary information to begin the planning process, we are going to email you your very own customized retirement-ready assessment, which will include future cash flow, income analysis, taxation on your retirement income, a risk assessment, and a custom income plan to generate top spendable income and minimize taxation on those retirement assets. Don't miss out, guys. Don't delay. Pick up the phone and make the call that could change the trajectory of your retirement life. Chrissy, give them that number and we will get to work.
That number, 800-930-5905. Again, that's 800-930-5905. So the next 10 callers, the lines are open and you can get on the calendar to sit down with the team at Murphy Wealth Management. And trust me, your future self will thank you. Joe, we're going to take a short break, but what do you have in store for us when we get back?
Well, we got to talk about procrastination. It comes in many shapes and sizes. When it comes to financial procrastination, you might be surprised to learn about the costly consequences that come along with procrastinating. When we come back, 5 tips to help you regain control of your financial future. You don't want to miss number 4 right after this, guys.
Welcome back to Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy of Murphy Wealth Management. I am not Steve Siddall, but I did learn from his playbook. My name is Chrissy Paradis, and I have the privilege of joining Joe Murphy in the studio today, and I am so happy about it. because Steve gets some vacation time. I get to hang out with you and Joe Murphy, and we get to discuss a topic that could make such a significant difference in the lives of folks across the financial spectrum. No matter where you're at, this could be a step in the right direction. And it's all thanks to Joe Murphy. If you would like to get in touch with Joe and the wonderful team at Murphy Wealth Management, sit down and have your own true practical financial review. Get that comprehensive financial plan roadmap showing you where you're at and directions that show you how to get where you want to be and need to be, all at no cost or obligation. Joe was kind enough to open up 10 spots. We have 2 spots remaining. So pick up that phone right now and call 800-930-5905 to schedule. That number is 800-930-5905. We have folks standing by to get you on Joe's calendar. And Joe, I would be lying if I said I didn't procrastinate here and there on certain things. Okay. I mean, I'm human, right?
Of course.
Yeah. But it definitely can interfere with productivity and success in when it comes to the lawn and not mowing the lawn. That's okay. People can, you know, mean mug me if they need to. I'll get it taken care of eventually. But when it comes to your finances, that can be very detrimental and very damaging to you and your family down the road. So as a fiduciary with 2 decades of experience helping folks plan for their financial futures, helping folks plan for retirement, that is what you do. I would love to know, do you think that procrastination as it pertains to finances is something that folks can overcome?
That's a great question. And look, just to rewind a little bit, we all procrastinate. It's like you said, it's human nature. You know, we avoid the things that we really don't want to mess with, or maybe we're unsure about. Fear usually drives the bus when it comes to procrastination. I'm not talking, you know, terror in the dark. I'm talking, I don't really feel like doing this. I have no idea. It's this daunting task of this pile of rules and regulations and paperwork and account statements and all this vernacular in the financial services industry that most people can't make heads or tails of. It's daunting. And anytime we have something like that in our lives, Chrissy, what do we tend to do? We tend to, you know what, I'm going to get to that next week, or I'm going to get to that in next month, or you know what, I have until tax time to really even think about this. And it goes on the burner. And what happens when you start avoiding something? You know, it's in the back of your head and it starts building a little bit. You know, it's uneasy. You're starting to feel about it. The fear starts to build into almost like an anxious moment about it. And you start getting anxiety, which causes you to avoid it even further. This is where we rip the Band-Aid off, because we take that on for our clients. We dig into the situation. We understand the rules and regulations. We help make it easy to create a retirement plan that our clients can depend on and move procrastination off to the back burner. Let procrastination sit over there. Our clients are hitting it head on. And with our help, they're able to navigate this tricky world, this transition that everyone that goes into it, they haven't been there before. I get to retire 3, 4, sometimes 5 times a day. It's old hat to me. I haven't seen everything, but I can tell you what, I can be a really good guide and a partner for a lot of our clients walking through this transitional period for the very first time in their life. Whenever you have something that you haven't done before, uncertainty comes to the forefront. Mm-hmm. That's why partnering with someone that is transparent, someone that has taken an oath to do what's in your best interest over their own as a fiduciary, is an important step. Also, one thing that separates us, Chrissy, that I didn't mention is we are also independent, which means I'm not beholden to any boss, any company. We can put in products and strategies and things that are going to help our clients that are in their best interest, not someone whispering in my ear saying, hey, you need to hit this quota and do this. That's crazy talk.
Yeah.
We wanted to be independent. We wanted to have a full menu of stocks, bonds, annuities, life insurance, ETFs. We wanted to be able to do it all, because everyone deserves, Chrissy, a custom plan that is suited for their situation, not their neighbor John, not the guy in a different city, but a customized retirement plan. Everyone deserves that. And I don't feel you can be successful in retirement unless you have a plan suited for you.
And if you don't have a plan at the moment, or if you would like Joe to review your existing plan, no cost, no obligation at all. All you have to do is pick up that phone right now and you can just push the procrastination into the side, push that away and kind of resume control, resume that. And the fact that you're saving folks time and eliminating the doubt and fear, offering that peace of mind in exchange is so kind. I know I say it often, but it really is. That security and peace of mind is truly invaluable. The number to call to set up a time to sit down with the team at Murphy Wealth Management, 800-930-5905. Again, that's 800-930-5905. And the first step, the plan, involves some challenges. At least it did for me when I went through, I maxed a credit card out. I had student loans. I went through those pretty common mistakes. And I was afraid. I felt like an ostrich, Joe. I just wanted to put my head in the sand. I did not want to do that realistic assessment. I didn't want to know where I was because I was afraid of knowing how bad it really was. Do you see that often?
We always do. And again, look, this is not something that everyone just gets to avoid. We all go through this situation, yeah. Every single one of us. I don't think there's a person out there, unless they were born with a silver spoon, that hasn't had this hit them in the face. We all have. It's how you deal with something. It's how you react to it. It's not that the situation happens. It happens to all of us, but how you respond to it is the most important part. Not responding at all is a surefire recipe to have this thing grow bigger and uglier and messier through avoidance. But understanding where you are, most clients, when we do an assessment, they'll go, I didn't realize it wasn't that bad. And we're like, yes, see, we took it. We understood. We have your situation now. But it does take that courage to get that step going for yourself so you do know what you need to work on, what possible threats are out there to your future retirement. Remember, you have to fund 20 to 30 years on these retirement assets and Social Security and a pension. You got to make this work. Have a plan. Have confidence. Get your head out of the sand. It's so easy to ostrich and so easy to avoid. This is your opportunity right now to pick up that phone and get started. Remember, it's not about perfection. It's about progress. And the only way to progress is to begin. That is my bottom line with procrastination. We deal with it all the time. We are very good at helping people get to that point, that starting block where they can take off and create the retirement of their dreams.
And you can take that step with Joe and the team at Murphy Wealth Management, as we have two slots remaining for this week. All you have to do is be one of the next, we'll say three callers. Never know if there'll be a bonus. 800-930-5905 is that magic number to call. Again, that's 800-930-5905. We have folks standing by to get you on Joe's calendar to sit down, and you can take your head out of the sand and heave a collective sigh of relief, because just like Joe said, oftentimes, especially if you buckle down and if somebody like Joe Murphy is willing to take some of this stress and fear off of your shoulders, I mean, it's really a win-win-win. Joe, how often do you see folks maybe confused because of the lack of the financial education component? Do you do a comprehensive kind of overview when you walk through everything, or is it just different strokes for different people?
We do. We want to address, Chrissy, the primary financial concern, what's really been nagging at them to pick up that phone. Usually people have something that they really want to get out and figure out. But other than that, we want to look, number one, how the retirement assets are saved. It's very, very important. And here's why. So everyone out there should be marking January 1st, 2026 on your calendar. Why? the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 is scheduled to sunset, which means that we could be reverting to prior brackets where, guess what, Chrissy, they weren't lower, they are higher. And this will affect the middle class, regardless of what they're saying. If you look at the proposed tax brackets, they're going higher. So if the majority of your savings is in pre-tax, like IRAs and 401ks, then your future income is handcuffed to Congress, and they get to determine their share of your money at a future date when you withdraw it. It's taxed as ordinary income. We have time to get those accounts in the right place for tax efficiency when you withdraw that retirement income. That will decouple you from the IRS, from their clutches. You will get more money in your pocket instead of good old Uncle Sam. So I know that we're running low on spots this week. We're going to take two more. Chrissy, give them that number and we will get to work.
800-930-5905. Again, that's 800-930-5905. And we have folks standing by to get you on the calendar. Joe, wow, time flies with you. We're already to our final break, which means we've got one more segment to go. What are we doing?
Well, this is my favorite segment because we have some questions that came in during our recording here, Chrissy. So I have questions from listeners that I want to tackle, and it's all coming up right after this.
Back on Wealth Health Radio with Joe Murphy of Murphy Wealth Management. I am not Steve Siddall, but I have a little surprise that I hope puts a smile on your face, Joe.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Let's Go. My name is Steve Chopper Siddall.
Did I surprise you?
Where did that come from? Yes, it did. What was that from?
That is from a Comedy Central sitcom that Steve Chopper Siddall hosted. It was called Let's Bowl.
Oh, I can tell you my fingers are typing so fast to look this up right now. So for all our radio listeners, we got to get ready for Steve because he'll be back next week too. So I want to be fully versed on this and make sure that I can really have some fun with Steve.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Awesome though. Chopper.
Yeah, I had to throw in some Steve Siddall swag. And the Chopper nickname is great. It's, if you like The Big Lebowski, if you like Kingpin, you'll definitely like Let's Bowl. But I am here with Joe Murphy filling in for Steve today. And we are talking all things financial planning, preparing for retirement. We talked a little bit about procrastination. We didn't put it off. I'm so proud of us, Joe. And we are about to enter what is Joe Murphy's favorite segment of the week, answering questions submitted from listeners. But before we do that, I want to share the phone number to get in touch with Joe Murphy and the team at Murphy Wealth Management. That number is 800-930-5905. Again, that's 800-930-5905. And you're also going to want to check out mwmfinancial.tax. There are so many great resources on the website, Joe. It is incredible. Walk us through, you have different calculators for listeners of the program specifically. That's why you created this. Walk us through the vision.
Well, absolutely. You know, doing this for 20 years, you realize the needs of potential clients and clients alike. So when we built this website, we wanted to include on there a resource tab. So if you go to our website, mwmfinancial.tax, and you click on that resource tab, you will see a little pull down that says financial calculators. If you click on that, there are two very important calculators that are free to anyone that just needs a ballpark figure on maybe a payroll calculation. So one of the things that we do a lot for our clients, and our radio listeners should be doing this as well, is when you change jobs or your pay increases or decreases, you may not have adequate withholdings from your paycheck. So we usually do a complimentary W-4 review for our clients if they have any type of change in pay scale. this calculator that we use is available for free on our website. So if you've had a pay increase or you've changed jobs, use this W-4 calculator. It will help you ensure that you have adequate withholdings from your paycheck so you are not running into a huge surprise come tax time and learning the hard way that, no, I didn't have enough withheld from my paycheck. This helps you get dialed in. My goal with our clients, Chrissy, is to hit that zero. I don't want my clients paying the IRS anything. I don't want the IRS paying my clients everything. We don't want them floating on our money. This can help. And this is one of the biggest mistakes that people make, is not getting adequate withholdings. I wanted to promote that on this show. You can actually see it's the second calculator down on the website, and it's called Should I Adjust My Payroll Withholdings? Easy calculator. There are retirement plan calculators on the website. They are all free. Please use this resource. If you have any issues with getting your calculation complete, just call our firm. We'll help walk you through it. But we wanted to provide that to our community, Chrissy, because it is all about strengthening and empowering. And even if we don't bring those people on as a client, if we can help them get their finances dialed in with simple calculators, I am all about that.
Again, that website is mwmfinancial.tax. And all you have to do is go to the resources tab and bam, financial calculator right there for you. And Joe, we are fresh out of those 10 spots. So,
well, I think we can do, let's do two more.
Two more.
I'll put it in. It's busy with, like I said, it's the only reason it's back to school, back to work. People want to get plans done. So these complimentary plans, they do take time, but I will absolutely open it up for two more this week. Since we filled up so quickly, let's open it up for two more.
What a stud. That number is 800-930-5905. Again, 800-930-5905. And diving into a few questions from listeners, we are going to start with Ross. I am in the phase-out range for my Roth IRA. My spouse and I both contribute to Roth IRAs. Now that I'm in the phase-out range, I don't want to deal with the hassle of excess contributions every year. Does it make sense for me to split my 401k into some Roth and some traditional contributions? Or would I be better off taking the tax deduction for the full amount of the 401k as traditional?
Wow, great question, Ross. And this is definitely, again, why we plan. Because determining which portion of your contribution should go into your Roth 401k as opposed to your traditional pre-tax 401k is a tax question. So what we want to see, the pre-tax is going to help you up front. The Roth is after tax. It will not. So in order to see how that pre-tax deduction is going to help you or remove it from taxation, we need to know what your tax burden is. So understanding your tax situation will help us divvy up which should be going into the traditional pre-tax and which should be going into Roth. It's not a guessing game. It's an actual figure that we can calculate to tell you exactly what to put in which to maximize both sides. I would put it all into Roth if we didn't need the upfront tax deduction because of the future tax benefits. We know tax rates are most likely headed up. Do you want your retirement funds taxed at the government's rate, or would you rather have it completely decoupled? Me, I would rather have it all in tax-free. You also mentioned, Ross, about the phase-outs. So with a phase out, if you're making, you know, over 200 grand married filing jointly, they start limiting how much you can put into your traditional Roth IRA. 6,500 is under 50 and you get an extra 1,000 catch up. But if you're making too much money, they start limiting what you can put into this valuable tax-free account. There's an easy way around it. You can either do what's called a non-deductible IRA contribution and then immediately convert that to Roth. So there are ways, so you're not worrying about contributing to a phased out Roth IRA and having to recharacterize that or pull that money out or pay penalties. Do a non-deductible contribution to your traditional IRA, immediately flip that over to Roth. I would not suggest doing that on your own, though. This is something that you want to have calculated by a professional. Give us a call. We do these every single day. This is something that we can help you get dialed in, Ross, so you are maintaining maximum tax efficiency and growth on those retirement accounts.
That number to call with any questions for Joe, Amber, the whole team at Murphy Wealth Management, 800-930-5905. Next up, we have Patricia's question. Joe, I keep hearing it is a great time to invest in bonds. Did I miss the boat, or is that still true with the market and the economic climate?
Great question, Patricia. And the bond bull market, the previous bond bull market, ended in March of 2020 when interest rates hit 0%. Interest rates weren't going down any further. If they were, I'm not aware of it, but 0% is usually the floor. So we knew interest rates were headed one way back from March of 2020. That signaled the end of the bond bull market because bonds are interest rate sensitive and bond prices react inversely or opposite to interest rates. So if we have a rising interest rate environment, which we did from March of 2020 till today, bond prices got clobbered. Now we're sitting at about a 5.5 Fed funds rate. We're not sure what the Fed's going to do from here. Maybe another pause here, Patricia. But I would hold off on the bonds until we get a pivot. And what that means is that's when the Fed will stop hiking rates and start cutting rates to stimulate the economy. We normally see a pivot after the carnage. So after the correction, that's when we see the Fed start cutting rates. That stimulates the economy. Banks start lending. That is your time to go into bonds. Because if you buy into bonds now and the Fed raises rate, your bond prices are going to go down. Here is where you can make some money. The bonds to maturity. So if I buy right now a three-month treasury and the yield is 5.49, as long as I hold that three-month period, I'm guaranteed the yield, and it's backed the yield, and it's backed by the full faith of the U.S. government. If I pull out early, then I'm subjected to interest rate risk. So this could be a good time. I think there will be a better time. If you're going to buy bonds, Patricia, I would consider holding them on short duration, a year or less. Wait till the Fed pivots, then yeehaw, really capitalize on that downward interest rate movement and the increase in bond prices. You'll be smiling ear to ear.
The number to call with any questions for Joe Murphy or to schedule a time to sit down with Joe and the team at Murphy Wealth Management, 800-930-5905. Also online, mwmfinancial.tax. We are rounding things out with Chad's question. I am currently 60 years old, single, and receiving a pension. I plan to remarry in 1 year. Will my new wife receive my pension in the event of my death? It's a great question.
That is an awesome question, Chad. And the pension payout death benefit is all set up when you elect the pension. So depending on how you set this pension up, if you put life only on there, Chad, there is no benefit. Once you pass away, that pension is gone. If you did elect a spousal benefit, you want to check your paperwork, Chad. That's the best way to figure out what you have going on here and see, because if you elected life only, there's no benefit. But I would consider giving us a call, Chad. Get us your setup paperwork, or at least the company that holds your pension payout. We can call together, determine how this pension is set up payout and beneficiary wise, and then we can make moves depending. But if you did elect, when you elected the pension, if you elected life only, there is no benefit for your new wife. Sorry.
Thank you so much to Chad, Patricia, and Ross for those questions. And thank you to Joe, who kindly opened up two more slots on his calendar. So 12 slots in total today for folks that want to come in, sit down, and have that true practical financial review and that comprehensive and customized financial plan created at no cost or obligation. That number to call, 800-930-5905. Again, that's 800-930-5905. Joe, I have had such a blast, but of course, I want to get your final thoughts for the week as we enjoy this long weekend. At least most of us enjoy this long weekend.
Well, you know what? Labor Day is always a good holiday to get into. You get an extra day off. I hope everyone enjoys it. You know, we have enough stress coming at us from watching TV, news, and all that junk. You know, enjoy your family. Enjoy the time outside. you know, just appreciate some of the things that we do have in our lives right now. You know, you can always work forward together to achieve goals. But right now, let's hopefully this weekend is one of appreciation where we can enjoy our loved ones, have a great time, get a little relaxation before the grind starts back up. Because Tuesday, it's here. Back to work, back to school, Chrissy, and we are ready to rock.
The content of this radio show is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any type of securities. Joe Murphy, MWM Advisory Group, and Murphy Wealth Management are not responsible for the consequences of any decisions or actions taken as a result of the information provided in this radio show and do not warrant or guarantee the accuracy or completeness of the information provided. The information discussed today reflects the views of Joe Murphy and his guests as the date of this show and are subject to change without notice. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Any forward-looking statements or forecasts are based on the assumptions and actual results may vary from such statements or forecasts. No reliance should be placed on any statements or forecasts when making any investment decision. Accordingly, listeners should not rely solely on the information provided today in making any investment decision. There is a risk of loss from investing in securities, including the risk of loss of principal. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment will be profitable or suitable for a particular investor's financial situation or risk tolerance. Asset allocation and portfolio diversification cannot assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses.